Welcome to Self Care Houston. Today we have a very special topic and a very special guest. We're going to talk today about going through difficult times. And my guest today is a very dear friend and fellow therapist, Kim Fredrickson. And one of the ways that we met that I forgot to mention is you're an author of the book, Give Yourself a Break.
Mm-hmm.
Give Yourself a Break. And it's turning your inner critic into a compassionate friend. And so a lot of people know about you through the book.
We deserve kindness and compassion and mm-hmm. grace and understanding.
And that as a human being like everyone yes. else, we all make
Everybody
mistakes.
Everybody does. Yeah. I think anybody gets through this without humongous mistakes. Nobody does.
Mm-hmm. There's not a manual telling us how to do this life.
No.
We're all
yeah.
learning as we go.
Yes, yes. And that's a really good point because every situation, whether that be illness or be financial difficulties or a child struggling or a parent who now has Alzheimer's, like nobody's done, I haven't done this before.
Yeah.
You haven't done this, but like nobody has done whatever this new challenge is. So why do we expect ourselves to know how to do things that we've never done before?
And we do. So
we
often
totally
we
do
expect, and
mm-hmm.
that's when that blame comes,
yeah.
that self-blame. I should have known better.
Right.
What was I thinking? And
yeah.
then that really compounds.
It does.
Or the trying to get through it, it makes it that much more difficult.
It does. It does. Yeah, because you have your original problem, and now you have that you're blaming yourself. So, like, on that, I might even say to myself, like, let's say I first get that message of, like, I should have known better. There's something I should have done. Well, you're not, nobody's bad for thinking that. So I would say to myself, okay, I'm starting to think that way. Okay, let's step back. It feels like maybe I should have done something differently. Who knows, maybe I should have. But probably not.
Hmm.
This is a new situation. What, I'm supposed to know how to take care of a parent who has Alzheimer's that I've never dealt with before? I'm supposed to know how to deal with a chronic illness? I'm supposed to help a child who has a learning disability? Like, why am I supposed to know how to do that? So I would just say, maybe I wish that I knew more.
And I can, maybe.
And I can learn.
Yeah.
But I'm not bad for struggling with a difficult situation.
Can you say that again?
Yes.
Yeah, that I think we need to really underline that.
Yeah. I'm not bad for struggling with a difficult situation.
Yeah.
I'm in a difficult situation.
Wow.
And I can be kind to myself. I can get the help I need. I can get the support I need. You know, whatever I need to help me get through this, there are things that I can do. But really, most of all, I need to be a friend to myself. Like, I'm with myself 100% of the time. So the impact that my words have on myself, the way that I care for myself, is far more influential than what anyone else can do. Because I'm with me all of the time.
I'm with me all of the time.
Yeah.
And I can have access to that.
Absolutely.
Friendship that I can have with myself.
Yes.
And then that becomes a resource.
Exactly. And even if I don't know how, I can learn.
Well, and I'm hearing you say that two-part piece, which is to notice.
Yes.
Notice how I'm talking to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get to decide
right.
from that point. Once I notice, create that awareness around,
mm-hmm.
wow, this is how I've been responding to myself. This is how I've been treating myself
yes.
in the midst of this difficult
right.
situation.
Yeah.
And once I have developed some awareness, so I think there's some learning.
There is.
On how
even
to even
to
be a
figure
self-compassionate.
Out what I'm doing with myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to share with you, and we've talked about this a little bit, in my own experience,
mm-hmm.
your work, your Self-Compassion Club, your book has been a real inspiration to me as I've been going through walking with my daughter. She's been struggling with chronic illness, pain issues for about the past 3 years, and
that's
she's a teenager.
Oh boy.
And so, and I did get her permission
mm-hmm.
to say that today. But as a mother, my go-to is I should know what to do
yes.
right now when
mm-hmm.
she is in pain, and there's, you know, there's nothing that we can do.
Right.
I still am struggling
yes.
with feeling inept, with
yeah.
feeling like
mm-hmm.
so at a loss
right.
and that I should know how
yeah.
or I should be able to be a support or be able to fix this.
Right.
It's been really hard.
That sounds really hard, especially
mm-hmm.
as a mom, but also just as a person that you're watching someone you love go through that and you want to be so helpful. And honestly, the reality is you probably are being incredibly helpful,
mm-hmm.
but not in the pain going away.
Yeah.
So I might even say to myself, you know, I'm blaming myself for not knowing more or doing more. Somehow I'm supposed to know more than every doctor that we've ever met.
Yes.
Somehow I'm supposed to, I'm supposed to somehow have a magic wand here. And you know what? I wish I could. I wish I had one. I wish I did, but I don't. And what I can do is I'm with my daughter and I'm supporting her and she can talk to me. She's not alone in it because I'm with her.
That's so important. I think that piece of sometimes I think when we don't know what to do, then we kind of like separate ourselves and maybe pull back from it, but to lean into it.
Yes.
And compassion may be the path to allow you to lean in and be present with someone else, knowing I don't have to have a magic wand here.
Right.
And to say that out loud, there are things in life that we don't have answers for.
Right.
And I think that sometimes in our society, we really feel like
there is an answer
for everything.
Yeah.
And to say that out loud right now, even in this space, to say there are things in life we don't have answers for.
Right.
And to be able to be caring to ourselves and the people that we care about, which brings me to another thing I wanted to talk to you about, which is as caregivers or even with ourselves, that oftentimes that takes a lot out of us.
Oh, it takes an enormous amount.
And so a little bit about self-care, like permission for self-care.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about what you talk to other people about, maybe some permissions that you've given yourself around self-care.
Sure.
Knowing that you need to be able to sustain through this indefinite experience.
Yeah, that's really good. So I want to say a couple things. One is the self-care for caregivers, super important. Because what happens, and that happens in my life, is, you know, people are so sorry for all I'm going through. It's just very difficult and tragic and all this. But guess what? My husband's going through it too. Like, my life got turned upside down. Guess what? His is too. And so, not only because he helps a lot more at home and he has gone to part-time working so he can be at home, but, so, I mean, his life has been turned upside down. So he and I both make sure that he gets time away, that I have time with other people too, that if he needs a break, someone comes over. I mean, we just, like, it's not bad that he needs time away.
Needs to refuel or recharge, like that oxygen mask.
Exactly. You put it on, you have to have it yourself, but you can't help the other person.
Yeah.
So just a thing for caregivers to realize, this is happening to you too, okay? Maybe it's more severe in that it's happening to me, like I have a terminal illness, but it's happening to him too.
Yeah.
And so it's happening to you too. It's happening to your daughter. She's feeling enormous pain. It's very hard. It's happening to you too.
Yes.
So I think that's the first thing. And then give yourself permission for self-care.
That's what permission really came up for me, that a lot of people don't feel like they have permission because there's so much focus going into trying to just deal with the situation.
Right.
Permission to be able to pull back and get what I need.
Yes.
At least a minimum amount.
Yeah, exactly.
Those, and I love that term, minimum requirements of self-care. Just the littlest bit to still feel like a human being.
Yeah, because a little bit helps.
Yeah.
A little bit. The difference between none and a little bit is enormous. So little bits are good.
Yeah. So you said a couple of things that you wanted to...
Well, I just wanted to comment on how did I get from California to Houston then, if I can only go for 4 hours?
Yes.
So I cannot fly commercially anymore because as my pulmonary fibrosis worsens, my needs for oxygen, supplemental oxygen, goes up. And you can only do so much on a regular commercial plane. And so I've gotten to the point where I can't fly commercially because the little machine they allowed you to take on there isn't enough for me. Well, our son's getting married. I didn't want to miss that.
In Houston, Texas.
That's right. Because our my soon-to-be daughter-in-law's whole family lives here, and that's why it's here. And we're so excited. So I decided that I did research to see how much would an air ambulance be to get me here, which would basically be a private plane with a medic on it with oxygen who would monitor me and make sure I'm okay. And guess how much it was?
Okay.
$39,000.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's you know, for the plane, two pilots, the medic, the oxygen, the gas, and then paying for them to hang out in Houston for 3 days till we go back home. And that's a lot of money, which we didn't have. And so I decided, you know what, I'm going to do a fundraiser. I know lots of people.
Yes.
And people have been very supportive of me.
Yes.
And so I did a fundraiser in 6 weeks. I raised $39,450.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I flew here on Air Ambulance yesterday, and I'm flying back in 2 days.
And you get, to have a celebration.
Yes.
With your son.
Exactly.
And there were, I've seen some of the comments. I saw the fundraiser as as that was happening. A lot of people have been very touched by your work, and this has been an opportunity for them to be able to do a something
for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it, you know, obviously it's a massive blessing to us, but I think it blessed them too.
Yeah.
Because when you're on the outside watching someone you love suffer, like with your daughter, you want to do something to help. And this was something 170 people contributed.
Wow. And I'm so, so glad that we're talking about this right now, because I think, too, when we're talking about tough times or difficult circumstances, to be able to celebrate when we stand up for each other, when we come from a place of abundance and we share and we do for one another these kind acts of kindness.
Yes.
You've received such acts of kindness from people to allow you to do this wonderful thing, which is to be with your son.
Absolutely.
Today.
We're so excited.
Yeah. It's so good.
And then everyone's celebrating with us because I keep posting pictures on Facebook and, and I write 2 blogs and so I'm sharing it on there and it's pretty cool. So it's extra fun.
So there's an element of self-compassion.
Yeah.
That really builds up the internal resources.
Right.
And then that also allows us to step out into the world and do for one another.
Yes.
And I just am so glad we're talking about this because I think that we need to hear this.
Yeah.
We need to hear when we do for each other, even
little
acts of kindness, it really does make the world a better place.
It sure does.
Allowing ourselves to be human beings.
Yes.
To make that we will make mistakes, that we won't go through these difficult times perfectly. There
Not
is
at
no
all.
Such thing.
Yep.
And that there's a lot of strength that we can, or maybe not even strength is the right word, but just resource.
Yes.
When we can access our friend within.
Yes.
And that will also then give us permission to be able to access the care that many around us are very willing to give.
Want
sometimes
to.
Our own struggles with can I reach out? And I heard you say a little bit earlier as we were talking in this process of learning how to say to yourself, I'm going to accept this help. I'm going to lean into this.
Yes, because I need it and they want to help. And it's not just helping me, it's actually helping them. Because that's part of how we're connected.
Yeah.